Hi, I want to talk today about manifestation. I'm Miranda Wright from Miranda Wright Marketing. The last video I spoke about belief, or I touched on that just a little bit, and about how if you don't have self-belief, you can actually manifest a version of yourself that does have self-belief and confidence. Okay, so in this video, I'm going to talk a little bit about manifestation. And the reason being is because I can give you all the information in the world, but you're not actually going to do anything with it. You are not going to take action unless you have self-belief that you can actually do something with it. Okay, make a success for yourself, marketing your online or offline course, mastermind, or workshop. You won't believe that you can actually do it, and you won't believe that you can actually this workshop, training that I've been promoting of Dean Graziosi and Russell Brunson and Tony Robbins. You won't actually go and click on the link, which I would like you to do because I know it would help you if you want to create an online or offline course, mastermind, or workshop. You won't actually even go to that link and watch that webinar, even though it's free. And you won't actually do the course and put your curriculum on the platform because you already tell yourself that you can't do it. Okay? So that's those people that don't have self-belief. And I can share you all the information in the world. They can share with you all the information in the world, but you won't actually do anything with it. You won't take action, even if you do go to the free training. You won't go to the next step and purchase the course, the training. You won't go through it. You won't do anything with the information that I give you. If you don't have self-belief, you won't take action. Does it make sense? So we need to work on that before we can work on anything else. So if you don't believe you can do things, make a change in your life, create a product. This works for anything. You don't believe you can create a product, you don't believe you can do what it is that you want to do in order to make a change, in order to solve a problem. And that's why we're here, is to solve problems, okay? As business owners, you should have a problem that you solve for your clients and customers. So we're all problem solvers here, okay? But you won't actually solve anyone's problems or your own if you don't have self-belief, okay? So you need to work on that first. A way that you can do that is through manifestation, as I said. I actually watched a video from, I've been trying to manifest things in my life. And I watched a video yesterday, which really shocked me, from Jake Paul of all people, talking about manifestation. So, going by the past videos that I've watched in the past, like years ago, I watched a few of them out of curiosity. I think because some of the children in the house, my nephew, I think, used to watch them, or my daughter used to watch them, and Jake Paul and his brother. I was put off by them because I just thought they were spoiled little brats. Because the video that I did see of them was one was them just throwing things down onto the first floor of their mansion that they lived in, just smashing boxes. I think it had like lights, fluorescent lights in them or something, and they're smashing things, just throwing things over a balcony onto the first floor, just for seemingly no reason whatsoever. And I just thought this was just to show off how much money they can waste, and they're just behaving like brats. And how is this entertaining? Like, I didn't see the value in it. So it just showed me that it made me perceive them as spoiled brats, right? And then I watched the one of his brother when he went to Japan, and I just thought he behaved like a bit of an idiot. And I think you know the story, the whole going into the suicide forest. And like, I can see humor in darkness, dark humor, but I don't know. I think it was in poor taste to go there and just make light of it, the situation. So I was a bit put off by that video. And but perhaps I misjudged Jake Paul because I just watched his manifestation video, and that's the least likely topic I would expect from him. He just seemed really open and honest, talking about his own experiences with manifestation. I was really impressed. that he was even talking about that topic. So perhaps I misjudged him. So, yeah. So, we all try not to judge people sometimes, but sometimes it's a bit hard and we come up with these preconceived ideas of who a person is, but it's our own perception, okay? And we can actually manifest ourselves to perceive, to attract perceptions of other people as good. So only goodness will come into your life. Does that make sense? So you can wake up and you can think, okay, I'm going to wake up and I only see people that are good. There's only good people that enter my life. Like, you might not even come across a video that's a little bit disturbing and weird. Like, you, that won't even come into your life. Like, you won't even, it will not come into your attention. Does that make sense? So therefore you won't see it. So therefore you won't have any perception of anyone being annoying or bratty or anything, because you won't even see the video, all right? And the people that are in your life are only good. Does it make sense? An experience that I had was when I was at school. I didn't even realize I was manifesting. And I was a little bit chubby in primary school, but I got to the starting line, and sometimes I have like a chocolate bar before a race at the school carnivals we had. And I was standing there eating a chocolate bar, and a parent was like, "Don't you have a race soon?" And well, yeah, sure, it's energy, a little bit of sugar. And I just had this idea in my head that I was going to win. And I wasn't like very sporty. I was okay at sports, but I wasn't like very athletic in comparison to another girl that was very athletic and sporty and rode horses and was muscular, and she did everything. She was good at everything. And there was another girl that was thin, and she was, it's always me and her competing, because she would win some races, I would win some races, I would come second to her sometimes I would beat her, etc. It was always me and her. And the reason I would win my races, and I would even become age champion in the sports carnivals multiple times, like several years in a row consecutively, I would be age champion. And I'll get the age champion trophies, and I have all these blue ribbons, which are first, and red ribbons, which are second, and a few that are green, which are third, and winning a lot of races. Why? Because I believed I could do it. And what manifesting is, and I didn't even realize that I was doing this, was when I entered when I stood at the starting line, and I looked to the end of the race. And I could visualize myself winning. Like, I can actually see it in my head, me just crossing that finish line. And that's all I focused on. And when the gun went, or the buzzer went, or whatever, I think we had a gun back then, I just went for it. And I just knew I was going to win, and I did. And I won. Because I visualized myself, and I believed that I was going to win. I felt it. So that's manifesting, okay? And I was a kid, and I didn't even realize I was doing it. I was just visualizing, and then I would win. It came true. So we're all manifesting, whether we realize it or not. So if you don't have self-belief and confidence, manifest a version of yourself. Imagine yourself as someone that does have confidence and does believe that they can succeed and can accomplish things. I can finish that training. I can put that training onto a platform. I can create that product, and I can sell it to other people and make money. And I'm going to be successful. I'm going to make a lot of money. And how much money are you going to make? Visualize it and feel it and believe it. Because the most important thing is belief and feeling it. Feeling good about it and belief. They're the two most important things to manifestation. And then see what happens. Okay, and don't let those doubts be fleeting. Let them come and go. They're just fears. They're just silly thoughts. Just dismiss them. That's what manifestation is. Okay? Then hopefully the rest of my videos will be extremely helpful to you, because you'll have that self-belief and that confidence. that you can put what you're learning into positive action and practical action, and then see the results after the change. Does that make sense? But that won't happen unless you actually manifest a version of yourself that does have that confidence and does take action and does see results and does just have that self-belief that you can do it. Because you can do anything you want. There's no reason why you can't. It's only you that's stopping you. That's the truth. So go out there, take massive action. Believe in yourself. Believe that you can take action. Believe that things can change. Believe that things can happen. Feel it. Feel it into being true and visualize it, see it in your brain as well. That's manifesting. Bye for now. I'm Miranda Wright, Miranda Wright Marketing. Check out my other videos. If you like this video, like it and subscribe. And that gets the message out to other people, gets the video out to other people. Okay. And click the notification bell to see more videos from me, okay? To keep up to date, and you'll get more lessons from me into creating an online or offline course, mastermind or workshop, okay? And marketing yourself. All right? Have a lovely day. Thank you for listening to me. Best of luck, and bye for now. Go manifest your dreams. Bye.